For the last several weeks, crews have been busy at Proctor's in Schenectady working on the national Broadway tour of the Broadway hit, Frozen. You know, once again, bringing good things to life. Frozen begins 2 weeks of performances at Proctor's on Sunday, November 10th. It runs there through the 24th of November. Based on the Disney film of the same name, Frozen has been melting hearts on Broadway in an all-new production created for the stage, which features songs from the original film, plus an expanded score with a dozen new numbers. The music and lyrics are by Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez. The book is by Jennifer Lee. The show is directed by Michael Grandage with choreography by Rob Ashford. Caroline Interbickler is playing Anna in the show, and F. Michael Haney is playing Olaf. Both of those fine actors are before our microphones this morning, and we welcome them to the roundtable. How are you both?
Wonderful. Doing thanks for having
very
us.
Very nice to have you on the program. So what have the last couple of weeks been like working on this show? This is stop number one. This is where it all begins.
Yeah, this is the first time that we get to really add all of our technical elements into the show. We've been rehearsing in New York City, just trying to learn the piece itself, trying to get into our characters, learn all the choreography, all the music, everything. And now we're in Schenectady at Proctor's, and we're working on all of the beautiful and complex technical elements of the show.
And that is the Disney magic, right? I mean, that's a lot of the cool stuff that comes out during the show.
Yeah, it's all the stuff we're not allowed to talk about because of NDAs.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I have my own, obviously. Let me just ask, though. It seems that it's one thing, obviously, to have a theater, to be in the St. James Theater, be there night after night, and be down for the long haul. But for a show like this to travel, all that has to work out of how you bring it from here to now to then to wherever, Cincinnati, Hartford, .. So that is something that comes in. It has to be portable, doesn't it?
Absolutely. There have been some edits from the Broadway production, of course, in order to make that more doable for every theater that we have to go to. You know, some theaters will have a lot of space in the wings or sidelines, as you call them, and other places we're going to have to hoist it above, you know, using huge pulleys and everything. So, you know, down to super specific details like that, it's very different. But also, Disney has been really wonderful about making sure that Frozen stays a very evolving and mutable art piece, you know, so we have different things that the director wanted to improve upon or wanted to just explore further, and they've been really wonderful about letting us explore different things in the show.
While you're doing this, I mean, as this is going to be being performed, the sequel to the movie comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a blessing or a curse?
I mean, honestly, I think one of the great things about getting to work for a giant property like Frozen is that, I mean, we have action figures coming out at the same time that have nothing to do with us, but it's all about the brand and brand in a good way. That, like, the idea of these characters, like, Olaf is a really, really fun person to get to play every night, and I can't wait for audiences to get to meet my particular brand of Olaf. But, like, Josh Gad created this person, and then Greg Hildreth created this person on Broadway. And so these characters, they know them better than we do sometimes in an exciting way. So to have the audience be able to walk into the Proctor's Theater with that in front of them is a big charge, but very exciting.
Now, are you required by Disney law to see the sequel at some point?
I mean, I don't think so, but I think all of us really want to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. You know, so that'd be a field trip.
Exactly. No, yeah. I know that we're probably going to have to get our full cast together. I mean, there's a movie theater that's right by.
Right in the corner.
I think it's almost scheduled as a family outing to all hold hands and find out what happens to us.
Like,
it's thrilling. It's thrilling.
That sounds really cool. That's a neat place to be in. All right. So you touched on this, F. But let me ask. Did I say it right? Is it Caroline or Carolyn?
Caroline, yeah.
Caroline. So what is it like to play Anna? What has that been like for you?
Anna has been a wonderful return to a lot of, I think, natural silliness that I have as a performer. And just personally in my career, I haven't had the opportunity to play a lot of comedic roles a lot, but it's something that I really, really love to do.
And we love her doing it as well.
Look who's talking. But this guy cracks me up like, way too much. I think like someone created him to just make me break character.
Correct.
All the time. That's your one sole goal, isn't it?
Uh-huh. That's why I was created, in a laboratory by Disney.
I actually want
to. The Imagineers went together.
Yeah. Yes. But it's amazing because also this is a piece written with extreme feminist undertones, which is incredibly refreshing, especially as beautiful as an art form as musical theater is. It can be archaic in the way that women are presented, especially young women.
Yep.
Sort of this like helpless damsel in distress at times. And I've played a lot of those roles, but I've had the opportunity to play this character, not even in front of audiences yet, but she playing a very strong character makes you stronger. And that's been such an amazing experience already.
You know, one of the coolest things, I saw the show when it first opened on Broadway, and one of the things, I mean, the show is beautiful and it's gorgeous and it just magical and all of the things that you would hope it to be. Mm-hmm. One of the things, though, that I came out of just thinking, feeling better about the world, was that you watch how the kids respond to seeing, in many cases, theater for the first time. Mm-hmm. And that is such a beautiful experience. I mean, it's obviously one thing to see the movie, but it's quite another to have those kids sit down, get ready, get their tickets, get dressed up maybe, and go out and sit and watch this magic and just watch their heads like, poof.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so cool.
It's amazing. I remember when I went to go and see it, I was in final callbacks for this production. It was in October of last year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got to throw some money at this because I need to figure out what it is they want me to do. So I got some tickets up in the nosebleeds. And I just sat there, and I remember at the end of Act One, this little six-year-old girl turns to her mother and just says, "Oh, Mama, I'm so happy. This is so fun." And her mom was just, like, so pleased.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, and listening to everybody respond in the audience, but also a lot of the adults, too, like, gasping along with even the younger audience. It's like, everybody gets affected by this in a way that you may not anticipate. You know, like, it's not just for children. It's kind of for everybody.
Well, and that group experience, too, is just so special.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a thrilling thing about getting to take it on tour, because not everyone, either, you know, just because of location, but also, like, socioeconomically, like, getting to New York and seeing a Broadway show is a big financial burden.
Right.
And I think the idea of being able to come to these really amazing theater towns with their own community theaters that have really amazing work, smaller professional markets, things outside of New York City, to be able to bring this giant Disney magic with, like, no expense spared. Our this giant, beautiful set, you will not believe that they can pack it up and put it into, like, 20, 24 trucks and ship it across the country. And then this full cast of insane actors that I get to share the stage with every single night. To get to bring that to your hometown is a really exciting thing, the idea that in Portland you could say, hey, we might not get to New York this year, but you know what? We're going to go see the Broadway show that's here.
Right.
And I love being a part of that. This is my first tour, so I'm really thrilled to get to meet these communities across the country.
How long are you both committed to doing this?
I'm on for a year
at
this point. You on for a year, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you around.
I'll see you work.
I'm shocked that conversation hasn't come up earlier, but that's interesting.
I know. It's funny. Like, sometimes you assume certain things.
You're in for a year, too? Yeah. I'm signed up for a year. But you're going to see a lot of cities, and that's, well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, sometimes you get to see them, sometimes you don't, right?
The great thing about this tour, specifically how it's set up, I've only been on one tour before this, and that was like 10 years ago. And
what was that for?
This Little House on the Prairie, the musical.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we went around 29 different cities over 10 months. So it was quite a commitment. You know, like, we only had week-long stays, so your day off was your travel day.
Yeah.
But this time around, we get to sit down in a lot of places for 2, 3, 4 weeks. You know, we're in L.A. for 2 months. Like, so we finally get to, we were just talking in the car on the way here, and I was like, we get to, like, unpack and really move in and kind of become a part of each community a little bit.
And that's
I get
really
to
fun.
Explore yeah. different cities, and we like we'll have the energy to, you know, yes. which I'm really oh, yeah. excited about, you know.
Now, speaking of energy, this show is very energetic. I mean, there's mm-hmm. a lot of energy every night that you have to expend
oh,
in
you're
doing
not wrong.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so tell us from the Olaf perspective of what that's like.
The funny thing is I've done a lot of different kinds of shows with different kinds of performances that require different amounts of energy. This one in particular is fascinating for me as a performer because there is this insanely ornate and beautifully designed puppet that I get to manipulate during the show. Michael Curry designed both the Sven and Olaf puppets. The Sven puppet is beautifully ornate and very hyper-realistic, whereas the Olaf puppet, when I come bounding onto stage, that animated snowman is standing on stage and I'm behind it in this beautifully designed costume. And then everyone has to kind of just pretend that I'm not there. So I kind of have two people to take care of, that all of his face and eyes are in my hand and his arms are in my other hand and his feet are attached to my feet. And getting to work with my scene partners in new and exciting ways and get to manipulate this puppet is so thoroughly exhausting that my face hurts from smiling after, because it really it's just having fun and getting to make people laugh, and they haven't even let me in front of an audience yet.
It's
I'm
so
terrified.
Good my face hurts.
Yeah.
Well, he's also the way that he handles, you know, trying to siphon his energy through this puppet, it's like an extension of his body. Truly, when you watch him do it, it's like, and all of his comedic timing that is so brilliant to begin with is just perfectly translated through this hilarious and silly and sweet looking puppet. And it's, you guys, come see it.
Oh gosh, you're nice.
Let me ask the question about, did you have any experience with puppetry prior to this?
Mostly just as a fan.
Yeah.
I grew up watching, my mom was an awesome nerd. She taught me all about being a nerd. The original Dark Crystal was like what you watched, and Labyrinth, and these amazing Jim Henson puppets, and all these television shows that I watched when I was a kid, because Nickelodeon, when I was a child, had things like Eureka's Castle and yeah. Fraggle Rock. And
right.
So I grew up watching these puppets, and I went, wait, that's not a person, Mom. And she was like, no, there's a team of people that built it and designed it and then get to perform through it. And I was like, cool. And so then I have been able to work with the team. The team here has been so amazing to like teach me and show me the ropes. And we have a amazing wrangler named Lorenzo who is he's like my coach.
They have a wrangler.
Yeah. He sits
wrangler,
on the side
yeah.
and he'll come up and he'll say, he's brilliant. He's like my director and best friend and like scene partner. And he'll come over and be like, hey, so remember when you turn left, you have to look a little bit further up because you want to catch their eye. And I'm like, thank you. Or he'll come over and be like, hey, so what happens if you, like, sneeze? And I'm like, what? And he goes, just play. Just, I'm fine. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Well, Frozen begins 2 weeks of performances at Proctor's in Schenectady beginning Sunday, November 10th. It runs through November 24th. You can find out more information by going to proctors.org. Caroline Innerbickler plays Anna. F. Michael Haney plays Olaf. What a delight to meet the two of you. Thank you so much. I can't even imagine the energy you have here. Quadrupled on stage. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see the show.
Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful run, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Great
very
pleasure.
Much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.